What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Leading ladies and gentlemen, I am he. I am the guy known as This Spike on the Mic, and we're coming at you from the U, the L's, and the C's. What's that, you ask? That is the Undisclosed Location Central. That's where we do not disclose where we're coming from. We are coming to you in your eardrums. And also, if you're fortunate, you will get to see some of this. Undisclosed Location Central is where the Spike on the Mic Show, the number one award-deserving show you will ever hear. And I want to task you with this. Give us three listens and a comment, and then you will understand how we are award deserving. I keep saying we, you know?
Yeah, it's really just you.
I can't do this by myself. You know, I won't do this myself. So, because, you know, without me, there is no us. If that makes any sense. So let me introduce what we like to call the resistance fighters. The lady who goes in and out, in and out, in and out, because she's trying to get her hair did. We like to call her the one, the tonic, the lovely Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like somebody whose hair is just not cooperating.
Oh, no. Oh, so it's supposed to be doing something that you don't want it to do?
Nah, it just looks terrible. It's all good.
It'll be all right. Well,
it'll be all right. This is radio. Who's looking at my hair?
Exactly.
Exactly. Well, the reason we're here, ladies and gentlemen, is for one reason and one reason only. He is what we like to call the voice of reason. Voice of reason. How you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who just realized that really stupid things can look cool. I mean, really super cool. Like, oh, I just put on a couple of stupid glasses, and I look really cool.
No, you look like you're wearing two pairs of glasses.
Yeah, it looks pretty stupid. But luckily, we were on radio where everyone's allowed to look stupid.
No.
Well, I'm just thinking about all the cool people out there that I thought were cool all along. And
turns out they weren't.
Doing stupid stuff.
Well, I'm glad that you discovered something today. I was hoping that wasn't your homework, but to make the round out the resistance fighters who are in participant right now, we like to say this is the man who puts the sounds through your eardrums to make your cornucopia or your French horn, whichever that thing that looks like inside your eardrum, vibrate, which means it turns sound into words and words into ideas and ideas into action and motion. He is the one, PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who's just so happy to be here. I know it's going to be a great show. I know everybody's prepared and they've done their homework. And of course, you, Spike, you're always prepared. So I just feel honored that you allow me to be on the show.
Wow.
Wow.
That's I'm going to tear up here a little bit.
Yeah, I am too, because somebody has kidnapped and taken over his body. You know, it's like the invasions of the body snatchers. But fear not, you can't replace the voice of reason, W. I understand what you're trying to do. You cannot replace the voice of the reason.
Mm-hmm.
because voice is the only one or one of the few times he knows to get this train back on track. He knows that we have to continue to follow protocol and order for the award-deserving Spike on the Mic show.
But sometimes we need to stretch, Spike, just a little bit Well, we're waiting for someone special to show up.
No, listen. We are a train that's going down the track. Chuggity, chuggity, chuggity.
Yeah.
All right. Then let's get this thing moving.
All right. Well, first of all, let's do this because we like to let our listeners participate. Because you can give us a call at 813-699-3900. That is 813-699-3900. You can call. We pick up hitchhikers. We'll let you drive the show because this is used to be and it still is a caller-driven show. And speaking of the show, what are the three things we like to talk about? We like to talk about three things, ladies and gentlemen.
The present and the future.
Ding.
That turns out to be our daily exercise, but that came in a little hot, a little fast, or maybe it was me just running too slow. So that's what we do, ladies and gentlemen. Get used to it, and that's how we roll. And let's do this. Let's go ahead and get this right out of the way, get some more housekeeping out of the way. I think we should at least give a big shout out to our, what we like to call, the sponsors.
Oh,
I know it.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment. And by Pisces Design Fashion Studios. If you don't have a look, we'll give you one. Visit us on Instagram at Pisces Design Studios.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to give a big shout out talking about some of our sponsors. I want to give a big shout out to Pisces Design Studios, who I've heard they're out of Seattle, but maybe no longer because the owner and operator of Pisces Design Studios is moving two places to Australia. So I saw that they were going over to Australia for a couple months, and then she said that she's going to go over there for a while, but then she's headed back to Florida. So, you know, who knows how this is going to work, but big up to you for doing your thing and keeping it moving. Also, big ups to the Saving My Foot guy, David Chuck Henderson. He's out there doing big things too, making it happen. So every once in a while, I just like to give a big shout out to some of our sponsors. We're going to have to renew them, and we're going to get Bob in accounting or researching to go out there and get us some more sponsors so that they can all, you know, be part of this great award-deserving program. Speaking of being part of this award-deserving program, we also have to introduce somebody who had a late tardy slip, but we will approve the lateness and the tardiness. So this is the lovely, the talented, the fifth member of the Resistance Fighters tonight. This is Miss Kim. Miss Kim, how are you sticking?
Like somebody whose brain is not working this morning. This evening. Excuse me.
Care to explain?
The trees won't stop having sex.
Oh, they're squeaking.
That cleared it up. That cleared it right up.
I understood what she meant. Do you want me to translate Kimmy's?
Oh, you speak Kim?
I do.
There's a lot of pollen in there.
Yeah, she's complaining about her allergies.
Oh.
My head feels like cement. Wet.
What kind of trees?
I don't know. Every kind of tree, they're all sex right now.
Well, without disclosing your location, what is the weather like?
It's very spring-like.
Oh, what month is it, January?
You're enjoying it.
Oh, okay.
The weather is great. Yeah.
Oh, I thought maybe it'd be cold and chilly, but
No.
Oh, okay. No. All right. Well,
the trees are putting all their stuff, their sperm, into the air.
I thought the bees did that, but you know, that's the birds.
Well, if there were more bees, maybe they could take it up and protect me. But
yeah. Oh, okay. Well, you are here just in time for this award deserving show when we like to do what we call the Big A Word of the Day.
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh.
Perfect.
Yeah, that was awesome. I closed my eyes so I wouldn't be influenced, and I just wanted to listen for the beat to stop and then the ood to come in. Miss Billy, you get a thumbs up this time. That was a great ood. Right on time, also.
Absolutely on time.
Well,
it was a little distorted, though, I thought.
It was a little hot. She did come in real hot on that. Yeah. Do you want to try to come in not so hot this time? Let's see. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Okay, well, that was less.
It was. Are my levels too high?
That time, yeah.
It was. It was like.
Yeah, it was very hot. The one time you was on beat, it was
really. It was perfect. I heard perfection.
It wasn't as bad as PW.
There was nothing wrong.
It wasn't as bad as PW said. That's not.
Yeah, it was. It was terrible.
Oh, okay. It was awful. I guess.
That's wrong. You're wrong.
I'm not a sound man. I don't
believe you.
But you believe Kim?
Yes, of course. Yeah. She's my sister. She wouldn't lie to me.
Oh, right.
Especially today.
Yeah, because she got cement brain.
Exactly. I can't form a lie.
Yeah, really. All right, so last week I was thoroughly impressed, which means absolutely nothing. But my point was that I think the resistance fighters are learning and they're growing their minds of being educated because they knew what the Big A Word of the Day was last week, which is impressive to me. So I'm thinking this today's Big A Word may also be something that they're familiar with. So what I'm going to do, and I have to say this, I'm going to play the Big A Word of the Day 3 times in total silence. So that the listening audience can hear it. And then we're going to go around and ask the resistance fighters, do they know what the Big A Word of the Day is?
Do we keep track of which times you're playing it?
If you can do it, you know, okay. In your head. Here is the Big A Word of the Day.
Oracular. Oracular. Oracular.
Wait, hold on a second. Could you guys hear that?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Something.
Can I guess how it's spelled? Can I guess?
Yeah, but before you do that, we actually played it 3 times in total silence.
Yeah. We did.
Wow. These guys are learning. You guys are fast, so nating. All right, yeah, so go ahead and tell me how you think or the Big A Word of the Day is spelled. Go ahead, Kim.
O-R-A-C-U.
Oracular.
L-A-R?
Yes.
Whoa.
No, it starts with either a B or a V, I think.
No.
I or. Didn't hear a consonant.
Oracular.
Or. Starts with an O, oracular.
Yeah. Miss Kim, you spelled it correctly.
I did? Okay, because I was worried there was an H. Okay, cool.
Now, being that you spelled it correctly, do you know what the Big A Word of the Day is? Kim. Thinking.
No, I mean, I have a guess, but I don't know this word.
All right. How about you, Ms. Billis?
I have an educated guess.
How about you, W?
If it doesn't mean cement head, I don't know what it means.
Well, I was saying, are you qualified that as an educated guess?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And the voice of Rizion.
If it starts with or and Kim doesn't know it, then I definitely don't stand a chance.
What?
You guys are...
You know all about ors, right?
Oh, but that would be O-A-R.
Oh, okay.
So the things close you enough. Row it or O-A-R? Yeah, I guess it are ors, yeah.
Correct.
Ah, okay,
and
yeah.
And the thing you use in a kayak is called a what?
A paddle.
Thank you.
Because people like to paddle a lot.
Wait a minute. Wait, so where did you use oars?
In a rowing shell.
In a rowing shell?
Shell. Or boat.
Or a Viking ship.
Or a Viking ship.
Okay. Okay. Well, you confused me with a paddling and an oar and a Viking ship and a kayak.
Paddle. You go forward. Rowing. You go backwards.
Oh. Okay. So this is totally left field.
That's I didn't realize that. That's an education.
Yeah. On the people in Hawaii 5-0, what they doing?
Paddling.
Yeah.
They're in outrigger canoes. They are paddling.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Okay. So anyway, the Big A word had they. Let's use your educated guess, Kim. Not Kim, oh. Billy.
Guess. Just based on the spelling, and this is really boring. It's not funny at all. It's like of or pertaining to an oracle. That's my guess.
Oh, that's pretty good.
An oracle, which is like something that tells the future. So like it's a oracle, but in an adjective form.
An oracular prediction?
Yeah, maybe.
Ooh. PW, do you concur or infer?
I totally concur.
Oh. How about you, voice of reason?
I aver.
and Miss Kim, since you in the boat?
I don't know. I think...
What? Wait, something. Before you stop, how in the heck you going to go against what Billy said?
Yeah.
Billy, loud and distorted, but you thought it was perfect. She gives you something about the Hawaii 5-0 people in the boat, and you gonna go against that?
I mean, it's kind of related to what she's saying.
All right. Well, what is your opinion on the Big A word of the day?
I just think it's an adjective for any sound produced by the mouth. By the throat, by the mouth.
Oh.
So you respect Billy as an artist, but not so much as a scholar.
No, I mean, I think she's sort of on the right track. It's just not as mystical.
It's not as attractive.
Okay, well, oral and oracle are two different roots. I think I'm right. And Kim's wrong.
Do any of you guys want to change your vote since the W and... The voice was on Billy's side. You guys want to change your vote? Listening to what Kim said?
Oh, my gosh. Now you're really asking us to choose between the two.
No, because if Kim was right, it would be oracular.
Oh, point taken. All right, well, then I'm going to say that Billy was – I'm going to read a definition. You guys tell me whether she's right or correct. Oracular can describe something that is used to forecast or divine.
Good job, Billy. I would say
Billy is right on. Now, I don't know if she researched that or not, but absolutely not. She says no. I'm going to take her word for that.
Also, I meant to say this. I'm going to read this definition, and it still don't tell me what it is, but you guys seem to know what it is. It says, it describes something that is used to forecast or divine, or that resembles or relates to something used for such purpose.
Right. Yeah. But because an oracle is a thing. It is a tangible object, an oracle. So like a crystal ball is an oracle. If that pen predicted the future, then yes, that pen would be an oracle.
Mm. So if I wrote down lottery numbers with this pen and it hit, and the lottery numbers,
then that pen would be oracular.
You better do that right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
can I borrow your pen?
The Big A word of the day was oracular, and it was once again. the resistance fighters knew these things. So it is working. Their minds are being educated, molded, and growing. Now, mine, maybe not, but theirs, yes. And it takes a village to raise a family. So there we go.
If you were to take that pen right now and write down the lottery or correct lottery number and buy the ticket, I think we could get that pen put in the museum, in a museum somewhere here in Tampa.
The Oracular Museum.
Museum of Oracular Stuff. How about that?
Better write the number down, Spike.
All right. Well, before I do that, let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
All right. It seems we've already predicted the future. Now let's look at the past on the Spike and the Mike Show.
I like to call this topic here, I beg to differ.
I beg to differ.
Right. All of us are well-traveled people, individuals, right? We travel all the time on planes and airplanes. Well, I guess those are the same things. Well, there was this pilot by the name of Patrick Smith. He believes that most travelers do this one thing, this common blunder that makes boarding a plane or traveling slow down. What do you think it is, PW?
They drag their feet.
Drag their feet. How about you, PW? Voice of Reason?
They go to the bathroom and slow everybody down while they wait for them.
And how about you, Ms. Billis?
So a blunder, while they're boarding the plane, they make this blunder.
Yeah, Pilot Patrick Smith believes that most common blunders that travelers do to slow down boarding a plane.
That they try to get everything situated while they're still standing in the aisle. They don't get into the thing and then get situated. They stand in the aisle until they get everything put away and everything like that. So everybody behind them has to wait for them.
Can I change mine?
I want to change mine to Billy's.
I want to change mine to something a little bit better than Billy's.
Go ahead.
They enter the plane and try to sit in the front.
Yeah, that too.
Instead of going to the back. If everybody went as back as far as they could.
And then feel forward.
Exactly. Yeah. It would feel much quicker.
Okay. Can I add to that a little bit?
Well,
if everybody would just, even if they went to the front seats, if they would sit with their thing in their, whatever they need to put away in their lap until everybody was boarded, and then they would stand up and put their stuff away, I think it would go much quicker too.
All right, Kim.
Six eyes.
Yeah, really. All right, Miss Kim, what say you?
They grab, so the stuff that they're going to put in the overhead compartment, they pick that moment when they're sitting in their seat to take stuff out of that bag that they want to keep in their seat with them.
Oh dang, that's a good one.
A very good one.
That's crazy that they would do something like
My
that.
Brain
but they do.
But listen,
but they do it.
All you guys got great, great ideas. And I concur with those things here. But this guy who is a pilot and a flying expert, he thinks that this is the one blunder, but I beg to differ. I agree with you guys' things here. He says the biggest and most common mistake that travelers make is that when they announce boarding times, everybody stands up and rushes to the boarding gate and just stands there. And even if it's not their time, like they're boarding gate section A through B, everybody goes and stands in the lines and waits on that.
That doesn't really slow it down. That's dumb. But I'll give him that's dumb. Like the whole, you know, all three boarding groups don't need to stand up and hover around the thing. But I don't think it changes how quickly people get on the plane.
Well, according to him and his studies, and he's in the world of flying, he says that when they announce the pre-boarding, hundreds and hundreds of people always instantly stand up and pile up and form a mob blocking for those passengers who are actually being used. I mean, who are actually being called.
But I have a question.
Yes.
He's a pilot?
Well, yeah, that's what the article said. Yeah, pilot.
Okay, so I've never, ever been on a plane, on any flight where the pilot was standing around in the lobby of the airport watching everybody
people.
Get on a plane.
Exactly.
So I call
fake fish.
Monkey dude, fake fish.
Fake
and
fish.
My answer is correct.
I agree with Billy wholeheartedly.
I took in what you're saying, Billy, but then I thought about what he said, and that's why the title is called I Differ.
I beg to differ.
Because I think it's human nature to go up there and stand in the way. But what slows it but if they do what he wants to do is wait until your boarding pass is called, like we're boarding sections A and B. He thinks that only A and B should go stand there, where C, D, and E should sit in their seats and wait. I think that's wrong, because if they do, sections C and D are going to sit in their seats, and then when it's their time, they're going to go to the boarding gate and stand there. Then they're going to start digging out for their tickets, and that usually slows everything down. Whereas if everybody piles up there in the line right now, they usually start digging for their tickets while they're there. So when they get there, they go ding, ding, and you keep going.
Yep.
Just an observation is my
On the other hand, if everyone on the plane was a pilot, it would go much faster.
Well, there's another theory on there. So there's just a little tip for you guys.
I've got something more to say on this subject.
Sure.
When it comes to boarding the plane, I prefer to board a little bit later. That way I can go through the plane and pick my victim.
Oh, you're that guy.
You're that guy.
Is this because he's got like some sort of sandwich with fish in it?
Yes.
Or because he's got
the Cuban sandwich. I go with the Cuban sandwich. I take out that Cuban sandwich while everybody else is eating. They don't do peanuts anymore, but eating pretzels.
With extra mustard, extra smelly mustard.
And he ate a can of beans when he was in line.
And just look at everybody sweating, huh?
And then he sits in the middle seat, right? And just constantly talks to both of the people. Really? Hi.
That's what makes flying fun.
Where are you from?
That is what makes flying fun.
No, but here's the thing, boys.
Where are you going? See, it has confirmed my suspicion, my lifelong suspicion that the voice of reason's reason to live is to annoy other people.
Oh, yeah. I can vouch for that. Yes.
The word is called bait.
Poke.
Yeah, no, the word is called vape, which is short for aggravate. He loves to vape people, because I can see him walking down the aisle just eyeballing everybody sweating them.
Who could I annoy the most?
Yes, really.
Is it you? Are you going to be the lucky one? Or is it you or you or you?
But I like to say that what's the right way to say that? All you people?
All y'all. Come on, man.
All y'all suggestions were excellent. Those were good ones. And I think, especially, I think it was W who said, they should do that. They should say, we're going to board section Z. Maybe Z, then we go to the letter before Z, then the letter before, I can do it backwards. You know, they should put the people in the back first.
They used to do that.
Yeah, they don't do that no more.
They did?
And
They used to do that,
and it took longer.
Yeah, because nobody wanted to get on first.
Why? Because it was shame they was sitting in the back?
They'd be getting off last.
No, that doesn't
matter. I enjoy flying Southwest because I can try to get onto the plane as early as possible. I buy the early bird, get on the plane early as possible. So then I can sit towards the front of the plane, which means I can get off of the plane more quickly.
The perfect victim.
When I am in the back of the plane, I start to get that like claustrophobic, trying to get off of the plane. I start to get that claustrophobic. There's all these people around me and they're not moving and I'm trapped.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. I didn't realize that's a real thing.
It is totally a real thing.
Southwest did some studies and discovered that
free-for-all
seating is actually faster boarding than the orderly by group seating.
Really?
I like Southwest too. Yeah.
Duh.
I mean, they messed lots of other things up, mind you, but that one, apparently, they did some studies.
Oh, so we need to
check. I know this because I
You a pilot?
What? No. Yes, I'm a pilot.
Pilot did it.
One of my former students is a flight attendant.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right,
on my last flight on Southwest, I happened to actually know my airline stewardess, and he treated me to some free drinks.
Oh, great.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there we go. There you have it.
Why are you being scolded for that?
Off topic.
Hey, this is something unusual. Southwest actually getting some kudos.
Yeah.
I like Southwest.
I like Southwest because it's the only direct flight to Florida.
Well, it's in the title, South. Okay. So if you go Northwest, we can't go to Florida.
Southwest Airlines, maybe not so bad.
Yeah. All right. So let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
Hey, that was an actual topic. What's going to happen now? I think it might be another topic.
All right, I like to call this topic here chain gang labor with a twist.
Chain gang labor with a twist.
Right.
Lemon now, or lime?
Now, I saw this article here, I read and I thought about it. I said, it's interesting, but it's a bit long. So let me go ahead and attempt to read this to you guys, okay?
Hi.
All right. A publishing company in Brazil called Editorial Cambodia, they recently mounted an unusual marketing campaign. This is what they did there. They donated books to inmates at a prison, and they hooked up with the local professor who was working with their prisoners, and they formed this thing called a book club, which is nothing new. And so they advised the inmates to read books for 30 days and then write a review. Well, this thing became a hit, right? So they created what they call National Justice Council formed a prison review board and prison review board of books readings. And the reviews that the inmates wrote about the books were so good that they took their ideas and turned into a marketing campaign for television, magazines, ads, and social network and everything. They loved it so much that they also started introducing cameras where the prisoners can talk about the reviews of the books that they read. So much that the study returned that prisoners read 9 times more books than free civilians, which is kind of
well, they have time,
you know, captive audience review, so that really doesn't work. But now the twist part is, which I don't like about this, and I want to know how you guys feel about this, is the reviews that the prisoners did were so good. That the well-written reviews that were done by this review board, they would shave off 4 days off their prison time.
Oh, wow.
Every review that they wrote.
Yeah.
Now, question to the resistance fighters, and PW has a question.
Yes. This goes all the way back to the beginning of this topic. What does Editorial Cambodia have to do with any of this?
That's got book reviews.
What did he say?
Editorial Columbia.
What does Editorial Columbia have to do with this?
Now, I could answer that question and stultify, or I could just let it go. Tell me which.
Let it go.
I heard that, too. I heard Editorial Columbia.
Yeah.
No, he said Cambodia. He said Cambodia. Yes.
I wrote down Editorial Cambodia.
Now, if you wrote this down in the very beginning, I said, I'm going to try and read this.
Okay.
So that should answer all your questions right there, PW, when I said I'm going to try and read this.
I see you didn't try hard enough. I see.
So now the question to the resistance fighters is about this program that's shaving 4 days off prisoners who write awesome reviews. Isn't that kind of like sweatshop labor? Like they do in China when they make those cell phones?
I see, yeah, forced labor. Yeah.
So what's your opinion on it, W?
I believe that's a modern form of slavery, forcing people to review books.
And write them and all, but
yeah.
There is kind of a reward to that, isn't there?
Yeah, we let you go.
All right? Billy, yeah. Stultify it.
I'm not going to stultify it. I'm going to say I don't have a problem with it taking 4 days off of their prison sentence. Why is that forced labor? They're not being forced to read the books or write the reviews. But if they write a good review that's accepted, they get 4 days off of their prison sentence.
Correct.
I'm okay with that.
When I tried to read it, yes. All right, Miss Billy, Kim, y'all need to change.
I have questions. So they are in prison for what?
20 years.
For doing something wrong.
Minus four days.
That's what prisons do, don't they?
They are in prison for what? And what kind of books are they reading? What country was this again?
Cambodia.
No,
it was in Brazil. It was in Brazil.
Brazil.
Editorial Cambodia.
Okay.
Editorial Brazil?
Carambia. That's what
Carambia.
Carambia.
Yeah. Brazil?
Yes.
I guess.
Oh, okay. Well,
these are Portuguese books.
Correct.
I don't know. I'm worried.
Oh,
no. I'm worried that there's some sort of like, are they conditioning them with the stuff that they're reading and the reviews that they're writing?
Clockwork Orange. I see what you're.
There's some kind of.
Ooh, wow. That's a pretty fancy movie reference, Spike. I'm impressed.
That movie was spot on.
That
movie scared me and it stuck with me, like crossing eyes with a teacher when you're taking pictures. It stuck with me.
Yeah.
So anyway, go ahead, Kim.
I question the motives behind this whole program.
So, Kim, do you think it matters what they're in for?
I mean, if they're in for some sort of political action, some sort of social unrest, then maybe this is not on the up and up.
Oh, but then if for murder, then it's okay?
Well, see, the way I look at it, if you've been sentenced to 10 days and they knock four off for a book review, that's pretty good.
But if you're in there for
25 years, 4 days, you know, who I ain't cares? Writing nothing.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
And remember, they have 30 days to read the book.
Yeah.
So 10 days, that's not going to be reasonable. So.
Okay, voice of reason?
Yeah.
You agree with Kim. I mean, Billy.
I never thought there could be like a conspiracy thing here behind all this, but yeah, maybe. No, I don't think so, because people love the reviews. Kim, people love the reviews. It's very popular. I don't think they're reviewing political books. This is legitimate stuff. I'm going to agree with Billy. There's nothing wrong with giving them 4 days off. I'm sorry, Kim. I hate to tear you two apart like that. because it's popular, I'm going to say they're not political books.
Okay, well, I guess somebody educated me that it's not forced labor, because I really was thinking that, hey, you guys, inmate 17, read this book and give me a review. And if it's not good, I'm not going to take 4 days off. If it's good, I'm going to take 4 days off, which kind of put pressure on inmate 73, because they, first of all, they got to read the damn book, and then they got to write a review, and it has to be accepted by the National Council of Review Book people. So I just figured it added pressure to them. But as someone said, they weren't forced to do it. And they said, I'll do the extra 4 days.
It's not fair to people who can't read and write.
So now it's discriminatory.
There's also that.
What?
I agree. There's also that. What about people who can't read and write?
Then they got to stay extra 4 days. I mean, You know, just what about people who can't play basketball? They have to buy tickets to the game. The people who can play, play. It's have and have nots.
Yeah, that's life. That's the way it goes.
So. Yeah, just because you can't read don't mean that the other people can't. Well, that's my opinion on that. And I think I applaud the resistance fighters for changing my opinion. It is not sweatshop labor now because it is voluntary. And they actually get a bonus out of this, whereas it's people making sweatshirts and tennis shoes and watches. Well, they get a bonus. They get paid $10 too, right?
We don't know. Yeah, we didn't read that article.
They can get paid. They have to get paid. I think by law they have to be paid. Well,
that would be as if it was in this country, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, then let's go ahead and PW.
Yes.
I think it's time to see if the resistance fighters did your homework. Do you guys do your homework?
Oh.
Oh, let's do homework.
I sort of did a little bit, kind of.
Ladies and gentlemen, now it's time for our resistance fighters to do their homework. First homework assignment.
Did you hear us dancing?
The first assignment homework is show and tell is Miss Billy. Miss Billy, do your homework. Do your homework.
My homework is on this day in history.
History.
So, on this day in history. In 1970, an accident. Oh, this is really good. An accident happened.
Oh, really?
And that caused this event to happen.
So it was a big accident that everybody knew about. So probably not the Hindenburg.
Was it serendipitous or tragic?
No, nobody died in this accident. And this was the end. This was the resolution to that accident.
Was it oracular?
It was not oracular, no. Okay.
All right. Can I guess?
Sure.
It was the day post-it notes were invented.
No.
Dang, they moved it, huh?
No. The world was gripped.
Wait a minute. You going to let other people guess?
No, no, it's another clue. This is a clue. The world was gripped and watching this, and this was the resolution to this whole event.
Oh, I know what it is.
Wait a minute. If I knew he was giving clues, I wouldn't have guessed.
Wait. Early. The thing that we're trying to guess was the resolution to the accident?
Yes.
What solved the issue?
The resolution happened on this day, April 17th.
Okay. I know what it is.
April 17th. Can we have like a ballpark year?
1970. 1970.
Zero. Okay. 1970. Mm-hmm. That's the year I graduated.
I know exactly what it is. So
the year I was born.
Yeah.
He was an accident, Billy?
I was an accident, but I wasn't born on this day in history.
No.
So.
Okay. Well, I already.
Can I give the answer?
Hold on.
I'm pretty sure Dad knows it. Kim, did you have a guess?
Yeah, but I don't think it's right.
All right, Dad.
Yeah. Well, no. Dad. So tell us your guess.
Okay. My guess has something to do with Apollo 13.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say silly putty, but I think that was invented earlier.
That is when they landed safely. The Earth on this day.
Wait. They landed. Wait one second. They landed where on Earth?
Correct.
Yeah, they splashed down. They landed on Earth. They went into space.
They circled the moon.
They circled the moon even, but they never land on the moon because there was an accident.
Because they blowed up part of their spacecraft.
Uh-huh. They spent the rest of the space mission trying to figure out a way to get home and not die.
Yeah.
And they did on this day.
Smooth.
In history.
There you go. Nice homework.
Anybody name any of the astronauts on said flight?
Well, I can name them all.
Go for it, Dad.
Yeah, do it.
Let's see. Okay. Jim Lovell.
That is correct.
Kevin Bacon.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah, really.
Okay.
Hayes.
Yes.
Willie Mays Hayes.
And Swigert.
That is correct, Daddy. James A. Lovell, Fred W. Hayes, and John L. Swigert.
These are some of the most unfamous astronauts in the world.
No, that is not true.
Jim Lovell is very famous.
Super famous.
He became a politician after
if
all of
you
that.
If you ask the listening audience, all they know is Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Aldrin.
Buzz Aldrin.
There's another guy.
Planet Aldrin.
Who stepped on the Earth. I mean, stepped on the moon.
The problem, I think, is you.
Actually, like, DW knows things other people don't know.
Oh.
Leo Armstrong. Oh, that's it. Leo Armstrong. That dude.
Leo. Definitely. Yeah. Leo Armstrong.
He was a saxophone player, wasn't he? A trumpet.
He was definitely a saxophone player.
Leo Armstrong. Was somebody named Armstrong was in there.
Buzz Armstrong.
What?
Okay.
So my daddy knows a lot of facts about the space program. He's,
as we all should.
Borderline useless. All right, so.
Oh, how dare you?
I said borderline. That don't mean he's always there. He's on the border. See, some of us are way.
On the border of useless, and that makes it better.
Some of us are way
on the border of useless.
Some of us are across the line. All right, speaking of homework, Voice of Reason, what's your homework?
Well, this sort of pertains to what I've done a couple of times is my complaint about Netflix pasting words all over the screen. But I found a partial solution to it. So I'm gonna offer this up to you. What they do is they give you a choice. This is not for me, like or love it, okay? And if you choose one of those things, you have to have an opinion. They force you into an opinion. And if you choose one of those, click on one of those things, that you'll get to see a little bit more of the screen later on.
Dude, how long are you going to fuss about that?
Well, it's the TV. It really bothers me.
I feel like it's been like 2 months now.
Yeah, like you just.
Well, they haven't fixed it yet.
No, because they're not listening to you.
Yeah.
They know. They've heard about this. I know it's gotten back to them.
Funny story. I was watching something last night, and I paused it to see what was on the text message, and all that garbage came up, and I was like, "What's the reason?" You were so right on that. Yeah. All right, well,
they haven't done anything about it yet. I'm not giving up on this.
I can tell, because it's always your homework. All right, Miss Kim, what was your homework?
All right, so there was one of those armored truck heists in Philadelphia.
Oh, cool.
And, you know, they got away with a whole bunch of money. But it was in dimes. How much money in dimes did these guys get away with?
I mean,
2,000 pounds.
Those things are heavy.
No, in dollars. How many? Oh. How much in dimes do you think?
Yeah.
Enough to do several loads in the dryer.
Take dimes anymore? I don't think so.
Nah, that
do you think was in there? I'm
going to guess. So one roll of dimes
is a dollar, isn't it?
It's $5. Yeah. One roll of dime is $5. So, like a bag of dimes, let's say $350.
All right, $350 says my sister. Next.
I'm going to say it was in an armored truck, so they had to have been carrying $10,000 worth of dimes.
10K says Spike.
How can they get away with it, though?
Yeah, but who's going to carry all of that?
That's what
that's I'm going to say.
That's why I just said one bag.
I'm going to say $10,000.10.
$10,000.10, because that's weird. And
I'm worthless, according to my boss, Spike.
Oh.
Ooh.
Did you say $0?
Yeah.
Kim just lied about the story entirely.
Yes.
$0. Okay. The answer is $75,000.
Yes.
Wow.
$75,000.
So they stole the whole truck.
There was an additional $25,000 in the truck in other currency, but $75,000 of dimes.
So
I hope they contribute those to the March of Dimes. That would be really nice of them.
So apparently they were not happy about it because they left dimes scattered all over a parking lot. So, what are you going to do with $75,000 in dimes?
My question is, did they have?
Probably not going to catch somebody who's constantly coming in.
You're going to clean out every single vending machine in the entire country. You're going to buy everything out of all of the vending machines.
But the main question I have to ask, and maybe it's not in the article, how did they steal the entire truck? Because how can you get away with that many bags of metal?
Dimes.
Big, strong guys.
Oh.
Really, really muscular guys just hauling dimes off like crazy.
Kim doesn't know.
I'm looking.
Okay, so all right. Well,
at 6 a.m. Thursday, the tractor trailer driver had picked up the dimes. Sorry, it wasn't an armored car, it was a truck. Dimes from the Philadelphia Mint on Wednesday's authorities said, and was planning to transport them to, guess where? Florida. On Thursday.
So now, what you're saying is that there's a dime shortage?
Florida?
Go to the bank and get dimes.
Serious. Oh man. Okay. All right. Well, that was interesting. Great. Because now I'm dying to know how they got away with it, but neither here nor there.
Do you guys know why Roosevelt is on the dime?
Oh no.
Why is that?
He's dead.
Because of his contribution to the March of Dimes, which was something that he sort of started.
Okay. Is that fake fish?
I bet you not.
No, it's not. That's why.
No, Mercury was on there before.
He had polio. He had polio, and he used to go to this place, this hot spring. I don't know where. I think it's in Georgia. And he funded people being able to come there to try and rehabilitate, and they ran out of funds. And somebody famous, I think it was I'm not going to say who it was because I'm not sure. But
here's the dimes.
He suggested that everybody in the country send in a dime. Yeah, just if they would just send in one dime, they could keep this thing going.
And that turned into the March of Dimes.
And Roosevelt read that on the radio. If everybody would just send in.
If I'm not mistaken, it was Saratoga Springs, but you know,
could be.
I'm useless. Roosevelt.
If I'm not mistaken, Voice of Reason cheated off Kim's homework.
No,
he already did his homework.
No.
Oh, that's true, too. Yeah. All right. Well, then I was mistaken.
Hey, no, that's not true, Spike. That couldn't be.
All right. Since we don't have time to do another topic, but I got to ask you guys it quickly. Try to explain to me what a offshore bank account is. And I know it's in the title. You know, they say a Swiss foreign bank account. Like if I take all my money and I put it in a foreign or Swiss offshore account. Did anyone of you guys know how that works?
Yeah.
It's usually to protect your money from being taxed. It's a way to keep from being taxed. If you move the money somewhere else,
treaty or whatever.
But can I just right now say, hey, I want to open up a foreign Swiss bank account?
Yeah, you could, yeah. I suppose. Yeah.
Does anyone know how?
No.
You have a need to.
Wait, just because you have an account offshore doesn't mean that you have a lot of money.
Right. Yeah, really.
But wait, you might need a lot of money to make a deposit in one of these banks. They might have
some. That's true.
Requirements. No, okay, so you can't. I can't go into Bank of America and say, hey, can y'all open up me a Swiss or offshore bank account?
No.
You can go to one of those banks.
They offshore. They offshore. No. How can I go to them?
You can.
You have a boat.
There's the internet and the telephone.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, it was just an idea because I hear people talk about it all the time. I was like, I hear it is always in.
Let's learn something about Spike.
What?
Cayman Islands.
Cayman Islands.
That's where you should have your bank account. Go to the Cayman Islands.
It's closer.
Oh, okay. So I need to go to Cayman, go to a bank on the Cayman Islands and say, hey, I need to open up an account and then come back to America. And then
then you could say that you have money in an offshore account.
Mm. Yeah, but I'm going back to, did Spike just accidentally reveal something about himself?
Or that's why I want to ask that question. Learning
that he needs
a place to put his money.
I'm thinking the show is making a lot more money than he's letting.
Yeah.
You guys ever heard of hypothetical?
How much did I get my Venmo last time?
Yeah, I remember. I'm Venmoing y'all after the show. You know how much the hypotheticals are? I mean, not me. You know what hypotheticals are? That's what these things are. These are just questions that make me think, huh?
Oh, okay.
Because I heard
definitely doesn't make that definitely brings my suspicion down.
Yeah.
I can't. Oh, okay. So where can I hide some dimes?
In an offshore account.
A Ziploc bag.
That would be very difficult to deposit offshore.
First of all, you need a very big boat.
Yeah, like a tanker thing, oil rig or tanker thing. Okay. Well, in other news, that I'm telling you, after the show, no, I'm gonna tell y'all right now, there will be no show next week unless somebody else want to take over because I got to go out of town.
Chad. We want Chad. Let's vote on it.
You gotta tell Chad before.
I vote for Chad.
Don't just tell him.
We're voting right now. Let's vote. Chad. Yeah. I say Chad.
I vote for Chad.
I vote for voice.
Where's Chad today?
He's moving.
He'll be back.
Where he moving to?
A different undisclosed location.
Undisclosed location.
Undisclosed location.
They bought an undisclosed house.
Nice.
So, speaking of undisclosed location, it is time to go around the room and ask the resistance fighters. What stuck with you today? And we'll start out with you, the one and only reason we're here, Voice of Reason. What stuck with you tonight?
Can you come back to me?
Well, you want to steal off somebody else's homework. I got it.
It's
good.
Kim, what stuck with you?
That if I need money, I need to call up Spike.
Oh, my God. So I can't include you in my bank heist because you... Yeah, you can't hold water. All right, Billy, what stuck with you tonight?
That Spike needs to figure out what to do with all of his dimes.
You know, we had topics, ladies and gentlemen.
I've got mine now. What really stuck with me is that
I hadn't come to you yet.
Come back to me.
All right. PW, what stuck with you tonight?
That I'm going to deposit my dimes in editorial Cambodia.
There got to be a place called editorial Cambodia. Why would I say it? And Voice of Reason.
That people like Southwest.
I didn't finish my story, my question. Okay. Voice of Reason, what stuck with you tonight? That
people like Southwest Airlines.
Ooh, that's good. What stuck with me is that I think the reason they stopped loading people from the front, from the back to the front of the airplane is because the people who were in first class got jealous. They probably said, hey, you should put me on first. Don't put them on first. Even though they bit their nose and spiked their face. Loading back to front is the best way. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Spike on the Mic show. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for playing. Love all my resistance fighters. And we are out of this mother. One.